back here at Sterling High School for Silver Street girls basketball here on the laser. And actually, and I have to pull it up on my phone eventually here. We do have, if you had somebody that wanted to catch the girls game and they're not in the area and can't catch the game over the air, we do have a stream available. And actually, if you go to the website, WGIL.com, and click at the top of the page where it says Silver Street Basketball, you can find it there. Otherwise, if I can get you the address here, it's a little complicated, but I'll tell you, streaming V, the letter V, the number 2, dot shoutcast.com/WGIL. Hyphen special events hyphen events. So the easiest way, just go to the WGIL website, and you can find it there if you want it. Somebody will be able to catch a stream. All right. Well, right now the national anthem from Sterling High School. Nice job. I like that. I don't know if he's a music instructor or what, but he did a really good job with the national anthem here. All right. Just about ready to get things underway. Starting lineups first for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They'll go the same way they've been throughout the season. At one guard, Riley Jenkins, a 5'8 senior. Cadence Leidick, a 5'6 junior. Lauren Livingston, a 5'8 senior. Across the front line, Abby Davidson, a 6'1 junior, and Audrey Peck, a 5'11 senior. Streaks, of course, coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger and Lexi Daniels. For the Sterling Golden Warriors, they will go a pretty good-sized lineup, very similar to ours, at Bree Borum, 6', a senior. Her sister, Brooke, Brooklyn and Breeland, also 6' and a senior. I guess they're twins, huh?
Yeah.
5'6 senior, Rihanna Duran. 5'6 senior, Haley Walters. And a 5'7 senior, Nakia Raskin. So a pretty experienced team here for Sterling as well, although they do have 5 sophomores on their roster, a couple of juniors as well. So,
Kind of interesting, too, to think that nowadays it seems like when a kid is going D1 in another sport, they don't usually play any other sports that senior year, it seems like.
And yeah.
Both these girls obviously going D1 in
volleyball. And they were going to different schools, weren't they? Wasn't one going to the Southeast Conference
one
or the ACC?
One was going to
South
Carolina, I want to say, and the other one was going somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, and both maybe was it Central Florida? I don't remember where. But yeah, both playing Division One, volleyball. That's Breland Borum and Brooklyn Borum for the Sterling Golden Warriors. All right, so just about ready to get things underway. Streaks in their road gray uniforms with white numbers, black trim, and white and black trim on the shorts as well. The Golden Warriors in their home white with gold numbers and navy blue and gold trim. Just about ready to get things underway here tonight from Sterling High School. First conference game of the season for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and game number 4 as we're getting set to get things underway here tonight. And I was going to say,
Streaks
get the jump ball. That's right. We're the road team, so we get the ball first. Lauren Livingston will inbound from the far side at midcourt.
Definitely a different look to start a game in a half court inbounds play.
Yeah. And the Golden Warriors come out and looks like a 1-2-2 zone, and it comes to Riley Jenkins. Now to Lauren Livingston. Lauren out high left side gets Audrey Peck top of the key. Back to Lauren out high left side. puts it on the floor, kicks it over to Riley Jenkins, left wing for three, bounces around and falls off, uses all the rim. Abby Davidson with a rebound, got it off to Lauren Livingston on the left baseline, can't hit the 10-footer, and the rebound comes away to, let's see, that was Brooke Borum, and quickly back the other way, pass down court to her sister Bree. She laid it up and in, and she drew the foul. It's going to go, I think, against Caden Slidek. Oh, well, no, it's going to go Riley. Riley got the call.
And this is what happened to the Streaks both games last year, Tom. They struggled with Brooke up top on that 1-2-2, and then ultimately Brooke gets runouts, and she gets them against somebody else and just takes it all the way down for layups.
And she puts a free throw up and in, 3-0 Sterling. Quickly back the other way, down court pass to Caden Slidek, can't hit the shot. And coming away with a rebound for Sterling was Haley Walters. Walters will bring it across. Streaks pick up.
Streaks can't let opportunities like that go by. They're quick with the shot, but you got to get that in there. Audrey Peck with the steal there. Streaks hit the ball back, almost turned right back over.
Caden Slidek able to run it down, and the Streaks nearly turn it over again, and it's going to go off of, oh, they say it went off of off of Bree Borum last. She and Riley Jenkins were both there. The Streaks will have it on the near side of the court this time. Lauren Livingston to inbound in front of the scorer's table.
As I talked about in the pregame, this is a very slappy team. Last year was Sterling, so if you're patient and you play good defense, you're going to get some turnovers. It's going to be incumbent, though, on the Streaks to turn these into points.
Abby Davidson out high right side, out high left side to Riley Jenkins. Riley dribbles to the baseline. Under the basket, circles around, gets to Lauren Livingston, right wing for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound comes down to Bree Borum on the weak side. Down court it goes to Walters, underneath to Brooke Borum running the floor. Can't hit the shot. Rebound, Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run back the other way. Streaks with numbers. Riley goes to the left wing, gives to Lauren Livingston, fakes, penetrates, scoops it up, got tripped up, no call. And the rebound comes down to Audrey Peck. Kicks out to Riley Jenkins, left wing. Good hustle by Audrey on the rebound, and Lauren got tripped up on that shot. Not much else she could do. Kind of had to throw it up toward the basket. Riley drives left baseline, lost it on the way up, and they're going to, I think she wanted some contact. I couldn't really tell from here, but the ball's going to go back to Sterling.
Yeah, this last time down the floor, though, a nice shot by Riley getting back. They tried to run out with Brooklyn again, and or Brooklyn this time, and she got down the floor. Riley actually blocked the shot and grabbed the rebound. Nice athletic play by her.
6:15 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 3-0, and it goes to Brooke Borum down the right side. Might have been partially blocked by Audrey Peck. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Riley down the left side. Kicks out to Lauren for three. Left wing, short. And the rebound comes out long to Rihanna Duran. And her outlet pass stolen away by Audrey Peck. Gives to Riley, and she'll walk it across and set the offense for the Streaks. Out high left side, it's Audrey Peck. Out high right side to Abby Davidson. Right wing goes to Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, Caden Slidek dribbles right to the elbow. Penetrates, runner is up, no good, but there's going to be a foul. It's going to be on the shot. Yeah, they're going to call two shots, it looks like. Foul goes against Rihanna Duran. The first foul on Sterling, and Caden Slidek goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Tom, these turnovers are going to be there for the Streaks most of the game. You just got to be aware that Sterling wants to push the pace. They're going to try to push those passes up as quick as possible. If Streaks get back on defense and turn around, those steals will be there.
First free throw, Caden Slidek used every single bit of the rim, finally fell through. First substitutions of the night. Kiara Kilgore in, the freshman, replacing Abby Davidson. Second shot up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Audrey Peck hustles and brings it down. Looks for help, gets to Lauren Livingston. Nice pass underneath. Kara Kilgore fakes up off the glass and in. Good ball movement by the Streaks. Kara Kilgore with the basket. First basket for the Streaks, and we are tied at 3. 5.5 minutes to play first quarter.
Did Lauren throw that pass?
Yes. This is Brooke Borum, top of the key, out high right side. It goes to Duran. Now it's Walters. Out high left side, it goes to Bree Borum. Left wing, this is Rihanna Duran. Pass over the top to Brooke Borum down the right side. Couldn't hit. The rebound knocked away by Kiara Kilgore. It's going to go back to Sterling. Lily Hudgens in for the first time. She will give Caden Slidek a break.
Well, that's got to be, that's a wrinkle the Streaks got to have to be aware of right there. It was a back screen to free up Breeling coming down the middle of the lane.
Left baseline, or excuse me, right baseline. Three up and no good by Bree Borum. And the rebound, Lily Hudgens. Now it's Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston in the left corner. So Audrey Peck running the floor down the left side, up off the glass.
Nope.
Yeah, she traveled. She started to go up. I think she thought she was going to get contact, so she didn't go. She kind of came back down and then decided to go up with a shot.
Well, and I think that's what Coach Mass is saying right now. Just absorb the contact. Go into her, take the contact, and finish that with some strength.
Under 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks and Sterling tied at 3. Shot blocked by Kiara Kilgore. Kiara with a rebound. to Riley Jenkins. Riley across midcourt, left side, stops at the left elbow. She'll fire the 16-footer short. Rebound, Kiara Kilgore, left side, lays it up. No, Audrey Peck with the rebound, right side, puts it up too strong. And down with the rebound for Sterling is Brooke Borum, and they're going to call a foul on Audrey Peck. Got her with the body after the rebound. First foul on Audrey. Good hustle by the Streaks. Just cannot get it to fall at this end.
Just a lid on the basket right now for the Streaks. They've just really struggled getting it in from point-blank range right now. And I know it's got to probably be in their head a little bit, but there's both the Borum sisters are in there, and both of them can get up off the ground, and we're going to get a full timeout here.
Yeah, this is the officials' timeout, I believe. So we'll take one as well. 4:39 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied at three. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't. Can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
This is Autumn Cantarini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Sterling with the basketball out of the timeout, and they turn it over on the far sideline. What happened?
That's not a matchup that Sterling wants. Duran came up the floor, and Cadence just wore her out to the point that Duran just got so tired she lost the ball off her foot out of bounds.
Now the Streaks turn it over. This is Brooke Borum down the left side, laid it up and in, got in the passing lane, and
gotta know
her first basket.
Both of those girls are long and quick. They're gonna get in passing lanes. You've got to see where they are on the floor before you make that pass.
Lily Hudgens gives to Riley Jenkins, left baseline, back out to Lily on the wing, puts it on the floor, has it tapped away, gets back, gives to Cadence Lydic out high on the right side. Cadence right wing to Riley Jenkins. Free throw line, it goes to Abby Davidson. Got tripped up, and the shot was off the mark. Rebound, Kiara Kilgore fighting for, but coming away with it was Walters for Sterling. Now it's Bree Borum out high on the left side. Gives to her sister Brooke out between the circles. Right wing, it goes to
backside.
Walters. Hell, backdoor pass. Oh, shot up and no good for Brooke Borum. Streaks had a break there. Abby Davidson with a rebound.
Streaks have got to be aware. They keep going backside on that. They have to be talking to each other so they know that somebody's cutting on wide open.
Riley Jenkins, right wing on the dribble. Swings it over to Lily Hudgens on the left wing. Back to Riley out near the center circle. 3:17 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 5-3. Top of the key, Abby Davidson.
Streaks trail 5-3.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're down 5-3. I'm just being home last couple of games. Three-pointer up and good by Riley Jenkins. She got knocked to the floor by Bree Borum. No call. But Riley puts it up in. She looked up at the official like, how do you not call that? She actually had a four-point play on, I think it was Saturday afternoon. She got fouled and hit the three and hit the free throw.
I honestly don't think the official was even watching the play because she was up top. The official that was up top had already looked towards the basket at that point.
Down on the right block, it goes to Bree Borum. She puts it up and in and make it 7-6. Sterling quickly back the other way. Cadence Lydic kicks it underneath to Abby Davidson. Turn around, puts it up. Five-footer is good. That's something Abby's done well this year. She's got a nice turnaround jumper, and she gets up. She's got great extension. She's got long arms, and she jumps well. She's not going to get that shot blocked very often.
Yeah, and good job by Cadence. Cadence just made Bree Borum give the ball basketball up, and that's what you want to do as much as possible. Cadence is shadowing her all over the floor.
8-7 Streaks lead, 2:15 to play here in the first quarter. Bree Borum, top of the key, drives the free throw line, kicks left wing to Rihanna Duran. Now over to the right side, Walters drives her shot.
What a block!
Then Riley comes away with the ball. Riley on the run, left side. Lays it up. No, and no.
Okay.
Oh, a blocking call.
Say.
Yeah, it was a late whistle. And there was contact. I didn't think the whistle was going to blow, but finally Bree Borum gets called for the block. That's her first foul, and Riley Jenkins will go to the free throw line with two shots. Yeah.
Plenty of contact on it. I was waiting for the whistle.
8-7, Streaks lead exactly 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Riley Jenkins at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. Substitutions for the Streaks. Lauren Livingston, Audrey Peck back in. Kiara Kilgore and Lily Hudgens will head to the bench. They're in there with Abby Davidson, Riley Jenkins, and Cadence Leidick.
It's 2-point advantage, the biggest lead of the game for the Streaks in the early going.
And Riley can make it three and does.
There you go.
5 points for Riley. 10-7 is the Galesburg lead. Now under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Bree Borum brings it across right of the center circle, being guarded by Cadence Leidick. Now goes baseline. Ball got knocked away temporarily by Cadence, but Borum gets a shot up. No good. Abby Davidson with the rebound. Outlet to Riley Jenkins. Riley to Lauren Livingston running the floor right baseline. 10-footer short. Rebound Abby Davidson fighting for it, and it's going to go back to the Streaks as I think it was Walters that came down with it and stepped on the end line.
Well, I'm hoping right there that Cadence learned something, Tom. She just kind of shadowed Bree up the floor and let her dribble the basketball, and then finally Bree found another gear and went by her. She had a chance for an easy layup. She missed it, but you got to be aware. You got to get in front of her and cut her off. Play defense the entire way up the floor. Oh, right, wow. Didn't see that travel
well,
call.
Well, the official blew the whistle, then he hesitated,
right,
and then called a travel on Riley. And, yeah, I didn't see that one either.
I thought it was a good cut. She caught the ball, planted her right foot, went back the other way with the dribble, and somehow still got called for the travel.
Minute 30 to play first quarter, 10-7, the Streaks lead. This is Walters on the dribble, right wing for Sterling. Stops, looks for help, top of the key to Bree Borum. Down to her sister, Brooke, down on the right block, put it up and in.
No basket.
They're going to call
it. Foul on the floor.
Before the shot, but it's going to go against Audrey Peck, and that is the second on Audrey.
Now, that one I'm kind of surprised at, too, because I thought that was perfect amount of continuation, if you want to call it that.
That's what I thought, too. I didn't see where the contact was then, if you called it, if that was before the shot. Inbound comes to Brooke Borum down the left block this time against Abby Davis, and Abby almost got a piece of it. That's a nice job by Brooke Borum getting it over the outstretched arms of Abby Davidson, who went straight up. 10-9 Streaks, 1-10 to play. Lauren Livingston tried to get it underneath to Abby Davidson, overthrew her. Now Bree Borum on the run, left side, lays it up, missed it. With a rebound in the ball game is Rousey, and she missed the shot. Now we've got a jump ball on the second rebound. Catherine Rousey, a 6-foot sophomore, in for. Now she looks taller than both the Borums, but they have them all listed at 6 foot. Also into the lineup for Sterling Bailey Adamy, a 5'7 junior.
Well, the Streaks can't let that happen right there. An inbounds pass right to Brooke Borum. Once she gets set under the basket, it's tough to get either of those Borums out of there.
Now a three-pointer out high left side. Was that Lauren or was that Riley? Lauren from out high on the left side. Lauren Livingston with her first three of the ball game. Streaks have two of them. They retake the lead 13-11, 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Left wing, this is Adamy. Out between the circles goes to Walters. Walters on the dribble. Right side, Bree Borum. Gets a pick from Rousey. Brings it back to the right elbow. Kicks back over to Adamy. She'll fire long three. No good. Riley Jenkins with a rebound with 23 to play. Riley across midcourt, left to the center circle. Looks to Coach Massey for a play. See if the Streaks work for one here or not.
Yep.
So Riley's got it in the center circle. Big blue circle with a gold S in the middle. 8 seconds to play. Riley dribbles left. Left baseline, Abby Davidson. Out high to Kiara Kilgore back in. Now Riley top of the key with two. Lauren Livingston, left wing, long three. Had to hurry it a little bit, and she was out probably a good couple steps past the three-point arc. We have played one quarter of basketball. It's the Galesburg Silver Streak 16, biggest lead of the ball game. Sterling 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
The more you love someone, the more it hurts to lose them. So as much as we deal with the sadness and grief that comes with loss, we also get the privilege of seeing so much love.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
One of the best parts of what we do is hearing the wonderful stories that families share with us.
And if we can take those memories and create a farewell that encompasses all the love and joy and happiness they were a part of,
then we've done our job.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back at Sterling High School, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us here tonight. The Streaks with a 16-11 lead over the Golden Warriors, and they are allowing some fans here. Tonight looks more to be grandparents' night rather than parents' night.
Yeah.
Just judging by the few that are over there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, about 25 or so. But I don't know if that's counting, if they're counting other people that are here.
Some over here.
Yeah.
At least one or two over here.
I think we've got a reporter over here, too. Which they shouldn't be counting us. But
yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, there's one young family, but the rest look like, other than a couple of them, are grandparents. Kara Kilgore with it. Gives out high right side. Cadence Leidig back to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it back out near the center circle as the streaks reset as they have the basketball to start the second quarter.
Up, they're going man-to-man now, and they're keeping Brooke Borum inside, though.
Okay. Abby Davidson, top of the key.
Thought for a second they're in a matchup zone, but no, but they're in man-to-man.
Laura gets tripped up, lost the ball, and Walters comes away with a two-on-one break. Walters bounces for Brooke Borum, puts it up, missed the shot. Good defense by Kiara Kilgore. Borum gets the rebound, shot blocked by Abby Davidson, and Kiara Kilgore with a rebound. Good job defensively by the Streaks. Kept Brooke, and now Riley gets tripped up as she's dribbling down court. Able to keep her footing, though, and got it back to Lauren Livingston, left wing. Top of the key, it goes to Cadence Leidick. Right wing, Riley, she'll bring it back out and reset for the Streaks. 7:06 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 16-11 lead. Riley Jenkins, right wing, backdoor pass, Abby Davidson.
Ah.
Oh, boy, Brooke Borum just got a hand
on
it. Yes,
she did.
Threw Abby off just enough,
right.
She couldn't reel it in.
She did, probably moved that ball just a matter of inches there, Tom, and it was just enough that Abby had to recalibrate where she was going to catch it. It went off the top of her fingers and out of bounds.
So the Streaks now with 7 turnovers in the ball game, but a 16-11 lead. Out between the circles, a steal by Cadence Leidick. Gives to Abby Davidson. Abby on the dribble, got a high dribble, lost control of it, then gets to Riley underneath left side, lays it up. No good, but she's fouled by Walters. That'll be the first on Walters. Nice job by Abby recovering on that one. Got it. I don't look if she hit a bad spot on the floor, but the ball came way high up by her head, and then she grabbed it and saw Riley open under the basket. She'll go to the free throw line with 2 more shots. She hit her first 2 in the ball game. She's got 5. Riley Jenkins, 5'8 senior. First shot is up and good. She's got 6 in the ball game. Audrey Peck back in, and she will give Kiara Kilgore a break. 6:39 to play first half. 17-11 is the Streaks' lead. Riley Jenkins at the free throw line. The left-hander is up, and it is good. 4-for-4 from the line for Riley. 7 points as Catherine Rousey checks back in, and she will replace Brooke Borum. Streaks with a little token man-to-man full-court pressure. They'll shadow Bree Borum as she brings it across. Lauren Livingston Gardner this time. Now a near
nice
steal by Cadence Leidick as Bree Borum kind of a lackadaisical on the pass to the right wing, trying to get it to Duran, and Cadence stepped in there. I don't think she's going to be able to grab it and take it away, but she got a hand in and knocked it away anyway.
Well, she's absolutely owned Duran at this point. If I were her, I'd let her get the basketball because she's bothered her so much when she's had the basketball.
Out high left side, this is Walters with it. Walters swings it back over to Bree Borum out high on the right side near the volleyball spike line. A little bit different look to the offense when you can't find your sister going back door under the basket. Now a pass is dropped by Duran, and Cadence Leidick comes away with it.
Well, she threw it at her feet. There wasn't much Duran could do with it. That was a worm killer if there ever was one.
Audrey Peck out high left side to Abby Davidson out high on the right side. Now to Riley Jenkins. She'll fire the long three.
Call travel.
Yep, short on the shot, but I don't know.
I think she shuffled the feet right when she was getting set. That one I saw. The last one I didn't. And Coach Massey trying to educate the official on how how pivots work.
Because, it's rare that Riley does something like that.
Right.
And that first time was definitely not a travel, but I don't know. All right, pass overthrown, and another turnover by Bree Borum, just overthrew, trying to get it in there to Nakia Raskin.
Well, like I said, Tom, this team is prone to turnovers. In the 2 matchups last year against the Streaks, they turned it over 16 times in the first game, 20 times in the second game.
Somebody
it's
call
timeout by Sterling.
Okay, Sterling calls. Is 30-second timeout. 5:39 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 18-11 thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games tonight, driving a very, very nice 2019 Nissan Altima. And, it's a really nice one. All-wheel drive. And I took a picture of the information that was on the the thing hanging in the window. Let me pull that up. It is the if I can get it pulled up here. Oops, wrong thing.
While you're doing that, photos. Tom, the boys are winning 14-8 over Sterling after one quarter of play at Thiel.
So it's the 2019 Altima Platinum Edition, all-wheel drive. Really, really nice deal. Comes with the pro-certified lifetime warranty. And that's a great thing, lifetime warranty. It's peace of mind, and we'll run down, coming up at halftime, everything it means to have the lifetime warranty on a pre-owned or brand-new Galesburg vehicle from Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. And go check them out, and we'll check out this vehicle tomorrow. Now a three-pointer left wing from Lauren Livingston, no good, but Audrey Peck on the left side, rebound and put back.
My favorite part about that play right there, Tom, is that when Audrey caught the ball, she caught it over her head. She never brought it down. She kept it up the whole way. She caught it, came down to the floor with the ball still above her head, went back up, shot it, and put it in off the backboard.
And I've seen that a couple of times already this season. She's done that. Abby Davidson as well. This is Walters. Now left wing, it's Borum, Bree Borum. Being guarded by Lauren Livingston. Back out high it goes to Walters, right wing. A near steal by Caden Slidek. Duran able to get it back. Now Walters out between the circles to Bree Borum out high on the left side. They're content. They're kind of just going one-on-one. Now Bree Borum's going to fire a three out high. No good. That does not look like it's her spot.
Yeah, give it to her every day. I don't think she can hit from out there.
Peck there again, the rebound and putback. I don't know how you didn't call a foul on that one, but Audrey Peck there, another rebound and putback, make it 22-11. Streaks have doubled up. Sterling with 4:26 to play here in the first half. Nice pass from Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston. Nice no-look bounce pass. Lauren running the floor, and then she took some contact. Another near turnover, but Bree Borum able to grab the ball, and she's telling her teammates, go! Nobody's moving. Down on the right block. Oh, Abby Davidson's going to get called for a foul.
That's a cheapie.
Yeah, Nakia Raskin posted up at 5'7", and they call Abby for one. It looked like she had the hand straight up. They call her for a push.
Well, what I think it was she had the lower hand on the body. But generally speaking, if you don't alter the body of the offensive player, I think that's a tough call to make.
Raskin comes to the bench. Brooke Borum comes back in. Kiara Kilgore checking back in for the streaks. And
do we have another one of these?
This is going to be the official timeout. See, I'm not sure about the Now, did Sterling call it or not?
I don't know.
Not
he sure. pointed at Sterling.
And then he didn't. But the players are sitting down, so it's not a 30. But it looked like he was indicating a 30, so I'm not even sure. Anyway, Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Check out this 2019 Nissan Altima Platinum we're driving. So lifetime warranty includes this for your powertrain, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, no cost to you. Covers the engine, transmission, transfer case, the all-wheel drive assembly, the drivetrain assembly. And then also you can go a little extra with it for a little bit of extra money, but even more peace of mind. I don't know that you need much more, but you can get it with the Automotive Preferred Care Plus program. It's the best exclusionary coverage. If it's not listed below, it's covered. So most things are covered is basically what it says. So check it out at Galesburg Nissan. One of the other things we're going to talk about, the brand-new 2021 Nissan Rogue is in. They've got 15 in stock now. They've got 40 coming. They've sold a whole bunch. These things are going quick. It is a really incredible-looking car. I already liked the Rogue before. It's a completely different look and just incredibly modern. I sat in one on the showroom floor. My goodness, the technology is amazing. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Left wing, this is Bree Borum with it, guarded by Lauren Livingston. Pass tapped by Lauren, and coming away with it is Kiara Kilgore. Kiara on the run. Gives way to Riley Jenkins, left to the center. So Riley left baseline. It goes to Lauren Livingston for three. Bounces off, no good. Abby Davidson tried to get the rebound. Borum pushed her away. It's going to go back to the streak. So it was Borum tapped the ball away. And I'm not sure how she's trying to argue with the official on that one.
They're going to change it.
Wait, this official's at midcourt. He can't even see that. That official was right on the play.
And that's what Coach Massey's informing.
And Bree Borum actually had the inside position to knock it away. She had the inside position on Abby. That's why that was the correct call. Okay, well, goes back to Sterling. Brooke Borum hands off to Bree Borum at the right elbow. Looks forward down, posts it up. Caden Slidek knocked it away.
She's going to call a foul.
Yeah, but at least they're calling it on the floor. First foul on Cadence.
Well, Tom, you've seen more of these games than I have. I was surprised during that last time out, they actually switched game balls so they could sanitize the other game ball. Have you seen that?
I had not seen that. I'm not surprised.
A ball sanitizer that's sitting down here, and she got the ball, and she's wiped out.
I mean, everybody's touched it already. Everybody has played. A ball knocked away by Kiara Kilgore. Lauren Livingston comes away with it for the Streaks. Lauren on the dribble left side, knocked away from behind, and the Streaks turn it over. Good hustle there. Now Lauren Livingston, I don't know if it was Lauren or is Kiara got the hand on it. And knocked it out of bounds. It's going to go back to Sterling, though. So the streak, the teams exchange turnovers there.
Streaks up to 10 turnovers in the game, 8 for Sterling.
That was a good hustle by, was that Walters that ran her down from behind and knocked the ball away from Lauren. 3:13 to play first half. Streaks with a 22-11 lead. No scoring for a little while, it seems like. Bree Borum gives way to Raskin. Now inside to Brooke Borum. Five-footer up and no good. Defended well by Abby Davidson. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Riley, free throw line. Down the left side of the lane, follows Abby Davidson, lays it up and in.
Nice take. Almost like she had a lead block there.
Yeah, that was kind of what it looked like. She just followed her right down the lane. The defense kind of split, and Riley had the opening. Right wing, Walters fires a three, no good. Rebound tapped out by Abby Davidson, goes to the floor, and Brooke Borum gets it out to Bree Borum, left wing, three-pointer in and out, no good, rebound comes out long, and somehow they got it underneath to Brooke Borum. It was Walters just kind of tapped it to her as they were going after the ball, and Brooke Borum puts it up and in.
That was the first 2 points of the quarter for Sterling.
That's right, it was 16-11 at the end of the first
breaks
quarter.
In it. A 14-0 streak run.
24-13 streaks lead, 2:15 to play first half. Riley Jenkins on the dribble between the circles. Gives it right baseline to Abby Davidson outside the three-point arc. Out to Kiara Kilgore, out between the circles, Riley Jenkins. She looks at Coach Massey and pulls it out right of the center circle with 2:02 to play. Coach Massey yells out a play. Now Riley down the left side of the lane against Bree Borum, puts it up. No, but a foul's going to be called. I think it's going to go against Walters. She and Bree Borum were both there. We'll
kind
see.
Of tough.
Go against Bree Borum. That's her second foul. I think that's what Coach Massey was looking for, the isolation there. Knowing Riley could get to the hoop and either get the basket or the contact, and got the contact, she's got two more shots at the free throw line.
Tough for Coach Massey to yell out plays with the mascot.
Yep.
He was very muffled.
First free throw up and good by Riley Jenkins. Lily Hudgens back in for the Streaks. She'll give Cadence Leidick a break. 1:56 to play first half. Streaks with a 12-point lead, 25-13.
Boys up at the Fieldhouse 19-15, 5 minutes to go in the first half.
Second shot for Riley, up and good as well. 6 for 6 for the line. Also got a 3 and a 2, and the Streaks lead 26-13. They've doubled them up again. Bree Borum across midcourt, right of the center circle, being guarded by Lauren Livingston. Careful there, Lauren. Got to reach in, but knocked it away briefly. Now she overthrows her sister, Brooke Borum. Drew the defender, but with the length that the Streaks have in the middle there, she had to throw it high and overthrew her sister, and it's another turnover by Sterling. 1:40 to play in the half. Riley Jenkins on the dribble. Right wing, it goes to Abby Davidson.
Lily was wide open inside.
Oh, now Kara Kilgore is passed all the way by Bree Borum. Puts it up and missed it. Was bothered a little bit by Riley Jenkins. Kiara comes down with a rebound, has it knocked away. Streaks are going to bring it back the other way. Good hustle by Kiara. Kiara made a little lackadaisical on the pass there, but the good thing she did, she hustled down defensively and then got the rebound on the miss.
Yeah, just a freshman, she'll learn. She can't make those same lackadaisical passes, especially with Bree Borum up top of the defense here.
Lauren Livingston from Riley Jenkins. Lauren dribbles, gets kind of hip-checked there. And again, now, I thought they were going to call the travel. Now they call the grab. It's going to go, I think, against Walters.
Adamy, I believe.
Well, I couldn't tell if he put a three or four up.
Oh, he did call Walters.
Okay, so that's
her second. He pointed at Adamy.
Yeah. That's a 15 foul. Both teams with 5 team fouls. Riley Jenkins inbound from the right baseline. Out high it comes, top of the key. Lily Hudgens puts it on the floor, gives to Riley out high on the right side. She'll bring it back out and reset with 65 seconds to play in the half. Streaks with a 26-13 lead. Riley directs some traffic. Right wing, Abby Davidson. Out high right side, Kiara Kilgore. On high left side, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Mid post, Abby Davidson. Turnaround jumper is no good. A 3-second call is going to go against Lauren Livingston.
Yeah. I think Lauren thought Riley was putting that shot up, so she got in there to get rebound position, and then Riley waited out Audrey coming out of the lane to try to get a post feed.
48 seconds to play. Streaks with a 26-13 lead. Bree Borum on the dribble right side. Fakes the three. Lauren Livingston got there to close out on her. Now to Walters between the circles. Dribbles left. Down the left side lane. Kicks left baseline to Adamy missed the shot, and the rebound tapped out by Kiara Kilgore. Kiara gets it and picks it up and tried. Well, that got tied up by Breborn. Ball got knocked away. Brooke Borm comes up with it. Now a steal by Kiara Kilgore, and she's tied up between three people, but they're going to call a foul. If it's on Bree, that's her third. I believe it is. We'll see. Yep, number two, Bree Borm, just picked up her third foul. Good hustle again by the freshman, Kiara Kilgore.
Well, I'm kind of surprised with that little time left in the quarter. She was still in the game with two fouls, yeah. But Coach Jackson trying to squeeze every moment as she could out of her.
24.4 to play here in the half. Streaks with a 26-13 lead.
Well, assuming Streaks hold to the last shot here, they will have only given up 2 points in this quarter, which will be a huge win for them.
Did that on Saturday afternoon. In fact, the first two quarters gave up just 2 points each quarter. Riley picks it up. Back door to Lauren Livingston. Left side, a little bit low on the pass. Lauren picked up. Turnaround jumper off the glass. Lauren Livingston, a low pass, and she was able to gather herself, and it looked like the shot was really, really flat and was really hard, but it still came off the glass and fell through. 28-13 is our score. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sterling Golden Warriors at halftime. We'll come back with our halftime report, run down some halftime stats, talk about this one. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
It was not at all like the picture.
Girl, what have I told you? You gotta check the reviews.
That goes for eye care, too. And when you read the reviews on Google or Kehoe Eye Care's Facebook page, you'll see they have 4.9 out of 5 stars and lots of positive comments about the friendly staff, efficient and knowledgeable service, and latest technologies. These are people just like you who had great experiences at the most reputable eye center around. So read the reviews and make an informed decision to trust the professionals at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Goes, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report, brought to you by First United Methodist Church on the corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg and online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Silver Streaks girls basketball from WGIL Sports on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sterling Golden Warriors 28-13. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us here tonight from Sterling High School. The Galesburg High boys playing at home at the field house against the Sterling Golden Warriors as well. Last report we had, they were up, second quarter of that game?
Yeah, they were up by four, I believe.
So the Streaks with a lead here tonight. We are at halftime. Thanks for being with us. A good effort by the Streaks in the first half, and we've seen them expose some weaknesses in Sterling, and especially when it comes to the ball handling. And that's one of the things that the have been impressive about the Streaks in their first three games and now in the first half of this game is defensively what they do. They've got a lot of length, and they've got quick hands, and they get into passing lanes, and they're doing it again here tonight.
Yeah, and that's tough, but you know, the Streaks have also done a good job of working with it in the second quarter. They started to work on the ball reversal. They did a nice job getting the ball inside and then kicking it back out. And I think that's going to be the key, because what Sterling tries to do to you is they try to use Bree up top to thwart passing lanes and Brooke inside to deter shots from the inside. But the Streaks have enough length that they can get around that.
Yeah, and you've had both Cadence Leidick and Lauren Livingston guarding Bree Borum out on the perimeter and really bothering her as well,
right.
giving her a tough time. So So the Streaks lead it here at halftime, 28-13 here at Sterling, the old field house here. And what was this? Is Homer Musgrove? Is that what the name of the field house was?
It used to
be listed somewhere. I don't see it here now.
It's probably above us.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, I don't even know. But I think that's the name of the place anyway. So the Streaks lead at 28-13. The upcoming schedule looks like this. Coming up on Friday night and Saturday night, the boys and girls will both be in action. The girls will be at Wharton Fieldhouse taking on the Moline Maroons, 7:30. We'll take the air around 7:10. The boys hosting Moline on Friday night at the Fieldhouse, again around 7:10 pregame, 7:30 tip. Then Saturday night, we'll switch roles. Eric and I will be at the Fieldhouse at Galesburg High as the Streaks take on a very good Geneseo Maple Leaf team, and the boys will be up at Geneseo on Saturday night.
Defending conference champions.
Yes, absolutely. Then a week from tonight, we will be hosting the Alleman Pioneers at the Fieldhouse. The boys will be at Alleman. And then a week from Friday, girls at Quincy, boys hosting Quincy. And that'll be a little bit earlier start for the girls, 7 instead of 7:30. And then Saturday afternoon, the girls hosting United Township, that on the 20th. We're at halftime. Streaks lead 28-13. We'll take a timeout, come back, run down our halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
You need a new car, but you have less than perfect credit. It's time to get a fresh start at YEM in Galesburg.
This is Tyrell Bell from YEM at Galesburg. If you've had problems in the past with unpaid bills, divorce, repossession, bankruptcy, late payments, medical bills, or student loans, even if you don't think it's possible to get approved, our experts can help build your credit and get you on the right track.
We don't just sell cars. We help people. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free, 4 times per year, for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Homeownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
The forecast from the Lasers brought to you by Schneider Trucking. Hiring drivers like you looking for more predictable pay and home time options. Find out how you can earn up to $85,000 per year and get home weekly at SchneiderJobs.com. Slight chance of snow overnight tonight, a low of 0. Wind chills as low as 13 below 0. Snow likely tomorrow morning. Cloudy skies throughout the day and a high of 14. Low of 3 tomorrow night. Thursday, cloudy and a high of 12. It's 1 at Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks lead at halftime, 28-13, over the Sterling Golden Warriors. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson from Sterling High School. Our halftime show brought to you by First United Methodist Church, corner of Kellogg and Ferris, downtown Galesburg. Find them online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Streaks lead at 28-13. Statistically, Streaks led in scoring by Riley Jenkins with 11 points, including a three-pointer and 6-for-6 from the free-throw line, 8 for Lauren Livingston, a couple of threes and a 2, 4 points for Audrey Peck on a couple of rebound putbacks, 2 points for Abby Davidson on a basket, 1 point for Caden Slidek on 1-for-2 from the line, 2 points for Kiara Kilgore on the basket. The Streaks 7-for-8 from the free-throw line and 3 three-pointers in the first half. For Sterling, the only two girls have scored, the twins, Brooke Borum and Bree Borum. Bree with 5 points, a couple of baskets, a free throw in the first quarter. Brooke with 3 baskets in the first quarter, and their only Sterling's only basket in the second quarter, and she's got 8 points. The Streaks were up 16-11 at the end of the first quarter and outscored Sterling 12-2 in that second quarter for the 28-13 lead.
Well, 10 turnovers in that first half for Sterling, so Streaks doing a good job. That was one of the keys I felt to this game, was the Streaks had to take advantage of the Sterling sloppiness with the basketball they have so far. The Streaks have turned the ball over 12 times, which sounds like a lot, but realistically, when you're talking about the amount of length that we're dealing with here from Sterling, it's not a terrible number. Nonetheless, I'm sure Coach Massey would love to keep that number under 20 for the game. Streaks have used their length to their advantage inside with 21 rebounds, out-rebounding Sterling 21-13 including 8-6 on the offensive end. Sterling has struggled to shoot the ball, just 6-25 in this game, including 0-6 from downtown. And I would say of the 6-19 they are from inside the arc, all but a few of those were from point-blank range, and so they're missing a lot of layups. Streaks have got to cut down on letting them get so close to the rim. Streaks, on the other hand, are 9-25 from the field, 3-10 from downtown, 6-15 from inside, and have done a pretty good job of shooting the basketball. Went a little bit cold there early and then really heated up there in the second quarter.
You know, something I just noticed while I'm watching our girls warm up to our left on that basket, when, like, multiple balls hit, that whole thing shakes. Even when just one just hit it, the whole thing shakes. No wonder it's so hard to get one to fall. The entire, you know, it's coming down from the ceiling. And, yeah, the whole thing shakes. So you got to hit it just right. All right, 28-13 the streak. So you had some other scores. Let's see, our boys, what, tied at 24 was Sterling as they were heading to halftime. Is that right?
24 all at half, yep.
Yep, and then we had, surprisingly, United Township put it too rocky, at least early on.
17-3 after one quarter.
And this is girls.
Girls, yeah. And Quincy's up 19-7 at half against Alleman. Thankfully, we're not doing the game with Moline, because Geneseo and Moline have yet to start. They should be starting probably any time now.
Wow. So, yeah, they're running a little bit behind. That's what you're going to run into. Of course, there was no freshman game here tonight, as Sterling's not fielding a freshman girls team. We'll have that with Quincy as well. But the other times, it'll be just like our boys are having a freshman game, followed by the sophomore game, followed by the varsity game. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Tonight, we're driving a nice, super nice, certified pre-owned 2019 Altima Platinum all-wheel drive. Certified pre-owned, peace of mind. You've got lifetime warranty on this thing, powertrain warranty. It's a great, great vehicle. You're going to want to check it out. All the technology you're looking for, really nice all-wheel drive. So also, they've got the brand-new 2021 Nissan Rogue. It's got a completely new and different look to it, just a more modern look. Nothing wrong with the old one, but the new one is incredible technology. I looked at one on the showroom floor, and actually the price, I was surprised at the price, how low it was for what this is and the technology on it, especially the Platinum Edition. Wow. Now, so here's a picture of what you see on the windshield.
It's got
the projection on the windshield that doesn't distract from your driving, but you can get not only your speed, it'll give
looks
you
like your navigation.
The most recent speed limit sign. Just some really really cool things. Apple CarPlay and wireless connection for your phone. Everything, it charges wirelessly and everything. Really, you're going to want to check this out. Now they have trouble getting them because these things are really, really popular. They've got 15 on the lot right now. They got 40 more coming, but you're going to want to go check them out. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Streaks steal the ball to start the second half. Riley Jenkins from Cadence Lydic scooped it up, took some contact, no call. And we'll bring it back the other way. Under the basket, left side, that was Breborn. She lays it up and in. She's got 7 now and make it 28-15 streaks.
Yeah, I know. She's just going to the rim every time she can get an opening.
Lauren Livingston drives left side, puts it up off the glass. Again, took some contact, couldn't get the shot to fall. Walters comes away with it for Sterling. 28-15, the streaks lead on the near sideline. This is, that was Raskin, top of the key. Now Breborn underneath gets it inside to Nakia Raskin. She gets her first basket of the ball game and now make it 28-17 under 7 minutes to play third quarter.
First non-Borum to score.
Riley Jenkins swings it to Lauren Livingston on the right wing. Swings it back to Riley on the left wing. Riley brings it back out between the circles.
Now, Sterling's ran that play a couple times, quite a few times actually, against the streak so far. They have got to recognize that backdoor screen. They've got to call it out and get help.
Audrey Peck to Abby Davidson to the free throw line. 15-foot jumper is up and good. Nice job by Audrey. She got doubled on. They doubled down on her on the right block. She got it back out to Abby. She puts up the 15-footer up and in and make it 30-17. What I like about Abby Davidson's jump shot, she's 6'1", long arms, and goes full extension as they get a backdoor to Bree Borum and couldn't hit the shot. Or rather, that was Brooke Borum, and rebound comes down to Abby Davidson. But Abby gets full extension on that shot. Now, oh! Wow. What?
Is he changing the call?
I have no idea. Wow. The charge. The girl just cut under as she's trying to make the turn on the baseline. Wow.
That's,
and then I don't know what his indication was, what he keeps touching his chest. I have no idea what that
I
means.
I thought he was saying my mistake.
Yeah, that's like what I thought.
He was going to flip the call, and he didn't.
Wow.
Hey, I just noticed Bree Borum's middle finger on her right hand is all bandaged up. I wonder if she sprained it in the first hit.
Half. Wow, a long three-pointer for Walters is no good. Brooke Borum able to run down the rebound on the left side. Spins baseline up off the glass. No. Abby takes the rebound away from Audrey Peck, puts it up and in. Brooke Borum kept on it. She's got 10 and make it 30-19 streaks. I don't know how, where that call came from down there. Wow.
Yeah, Brooke Borum, 10 points on 12 shots. She's had to put up a ton of shots to get where she's at.
Well, we had a mismatch down low. Abby Davidson had Raskin behind her at 5'7". They didn't get it into her. Now Riley Jenkins, baseline, three-pointer is good. 14 for Riley, make it 33-19 streaks. 5:20 to play here in the third quarter.
Well, Streaks have to recognize that Bree Borum's got a bad finger on her right hand, so she's probably not wanting to go right.
And not a real sure ball handler with the left. Now gets it to her sister Brooke at the right elbow. Drives right side. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. What a great defensive play by Abby. Rebound to Caden Slidek to Riley Jenkins. Nice look. Davidson on the feed from Riley Jenkins. That's another thing that Abby does well. She runs the floor, and Audrey as well. The bigs for Gales would get out and run the floor after a rebound or a good defensive play. 35-19 streaks.
And I think Brooke sat down here and sulked a little bit, getting her shot blocked. She went to the floor. I think she wanted a foul. It wasn't called.
Now back to a pass to Bree Borum. She lays it up and in.
You know, if the Streaks would shut that spigot off, this lead would be a lot bigger because the only way they're scoring right now is that backdoor cut off a screen.
35-21, the Streaks lead, 4:20 to play third quarter. Riley Jenkins directing some traffic. Sterling back now in the 1-2-2 zone.
I think they're in a 1-3-1.
Yeah, it is a 1-3-1. Audrey Peck, right wing. It goes to Lauren Livingston to Abby Davidson under the basket. Trail. Leans in. Yeah, got called. Got herself a little bit too far under the basket. Tried to work her way back and got called for the travel.
Well, and the other tough thing, Tom, is she used her dribble to go nowhere. Okay. If you're going to use that dribble there, you got to use that dribble, pound it down, and then get yourself in a position where you can put the ball up and in.
Well, here's our long timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:06 to play third quarter. It's Galesburg 35, Sterling 21. You're listening.
Leading the basketball.
Yep, Silver Streak basketball on the laser.
Life isn't perfect, and you're not the only one who feels that way. I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe church is more than just a place to go on Sunday. It's a place to encounter a God of hope and can be a place that is safe for processing questions, doubts, and the stresses of life. We'd love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or 10:30 for a different kind of worship. Let's journey together at First United Methodist Church of Galesburg. Find us at firstumcgalesburg.org.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Sterling High School, Tom Meredith here. Gibson 4:06 to play here in the third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Sterling Golden Warriors 35-21 is our score. Streaks were up 13 at halftime, but Sterling trying to work their way back into it with the Streaks with a couple of good defensive plays. Yeah, I keep looking down and I see Raskin. I keep seeing, what's that on her arm? I see it's her left arm is tatted up.
Yep.
Down. Not, got the sleeve almost.
Right. It's not something you see often in girls basketball.
No.
Anyway.
Nope. All right. Sterling with the basketball. This is Bree Borum. She'll walk it across against Lauren Livingston. Goes back to her left. And that's the thing. You're going to want to try to make her go right because she's not one to dribble with that right hand with that finger all bandaged up. Now she comes back to the right. Stops, top of the key. Backdoor pass to her sister. But it's tapped away by Kiara Kilgore. And Audrey Peck comes up with it for the Streaks. Quickly back the other way. Riley Jenkins. Baseline. Gets to Lily Hudgens. Left wing. Fires a three. Good. Lily Hudgens. With another, I think she's had at least one in each game so far, 38-21 streaks.
Nice assist right there by Riley. That's her fifth assist of the game.
3.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Walters drives baseline. Stepped on the end line, and it's a turnover by the Golden Warriors.
Good defense right there. Riley kind of was stalking her from behind. Once she got to the baseline, Riley jumped in and trapped her there, and then she stepped on the end line.
Kiara Kilgore with it out high. Gives to Riley Jenkins between the circles. Riley looks over the defense. Kiara out high left side. Now it's Audrey Peck, top of the key. To Riley Jenkins out high on the left side. Gets a pick from Audrey. Pulls it back out near the center circle. Riley dribbles left. Goes to the baseline. Kicks it to the free throw line to Audrey Peck. Right wing, Lauren Livingston for three. Off the mark. Rebound. Raskin just lets it fall out of bounds there. I think Kiara thought that Raskin was going
to try and throw it off her, and she kind of laid back. And unfortunately, if she had been aggressive there, she would have been able to get the rebound because Raskin was letting it go.
Abby Davidson back in. She'll give Audrey Peck a break. Caden Slidick checking back in, and she'll give Lauren Livingston a break. 2:50 to play. So Riley Jenkins, Lily Hudgens, Abby Davidson, Caden Slidick, Kiara Kilgore in for the Streaks.
This is interesting. If this is the defensive end, yeah, he's going to put Kilgore on Borum.
Dribbles right, gets a pick from Raskin, goes right wing, picked up by Riley Jenkins. Now Abby Davidson knocks away the pass, and then Riley got sandwiched there, and now they're going to call a foul on Lily Hudgens. Boy, I don't know how you didn't call the contact out here after the steal.
Right.
Riley got sandwiched by a couple of players, and then Lily Hudgens gets called for the foul. That's her first, and Brooke Borum puts it up and in. And that did go in, did it? They counted that. Yeah, and she'll get a chance at a three-point play. She's got 12, missed the free throw, rebound, fought for, and Bree Borm comes up with it, throws it over the top to Brooke, but it's tapped away, and Riley Jenkins comes away with it for the Streaks. Under 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Now a foul is going to go against Walters as she runs into Riley that time, and they call it.
That's her third, I believe.
Yeah, three fouls on Haley Walters now. So it goes back to the Streaks. Riley Jenkins inbound from the left baseline. Looking, finally gets it in out high to Kiara Kilgore, out high on the left side to Caden Slidick in the center circle to Riley Jenkins, fires a three out high left side. Ooh. That's short. And saved inbounds by Abby Davidson. Now it's going to go. Bree Borum, nice hustle by Abby Davidson. Tried to save it in. It went right off the foot of Bree Borum and right back out of bounds. Streaks get it back.
Yeah, Bree Borum went down to a knee like she was going to do a volleyball dig, and the ball went right off her foot out of bounds.
Lily Hudgens comes down the right side of the lane. Wide open pass from Riley Jenkins. Lily puts it up and in. She's got five. Make it 40-23 Streaks. Just over 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Brooke Borum, left elbow. Pass knocked away by Abby Davidson. Now fighting for the ball down in the quarter
this
is Caden
Slidick.
Yes, it is. Caden Slidick and Brooke Borum. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
Streaks doing a very good job right now of hustling to the basketball and getting their hands in the passing lane. One of the easiest things to do as a defensive team is to put your hands up so it makes it tougher to pass in the passing lane. Streaks doing a great job at that little skill of just keeping their hands up.
This is Kiara Kilgore with it. Over the top goes to Riley Jenkins. Left baseline for three. Go! Kiara Kilgore with the assist. Riley Jenkins with another three. She's got 17 in the ball game.
Ooh,
now.
They're going to call this is a late block call.
On Lily, I didn't. What happened?
No, I think they're calling on Abby. I think it was
4-0. Oh, she's 4-0. Okay. Yeah, either way, that's the second on Abby.
I had her for 2-2, but the scoreboard has her at 1.
Oh, okay. And it comes to Adamy. Ball gets knocked away. It's going to go back to the Streaks.
I don't think it was an active
yeah,
one.
No,
it was
just a poor pass. And off the hands of Raskin, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way with 1:26 to play. Audrey Peck, Lauren Livingston checking back in, and they will replace Kiara Kilgore and Caden Slidick. Audrey inbounds to Riley, 1:24 to play in the quarter. Lauren Livingston left wing. Lauren on the dribble. Left baseline, it goes to Audrey Peck outside the three-point arc. Back to Riley. Back to Lauren on the left baseline. Fires a three. Go! Third of the ball game for Lauren Livingston. She's got 11. Make it 46-23. Streaks have doubled them up again. Now three no good by Walters. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Riley on the run. Down the left side. Now pulls it back out.
We knew turnovers were going to be a problem for this team, but the poor shooting was something I didn't necessarily anticipate for the Golden Warriors.
Especially on their home floor.
Right.
Riley gets a pick from Audrey left side and
get a block call.
Oh, they called Audrey for, like, I don't know if it was a moving screen. I'm not sure.
He pointed towards the Streak, so who's he calling this on?
He said gray 42, yeah. So, that's three on Audrey then, and Streaks turned it over.
Well, he said that, but he pointed at the ball.
Yeah. 37 seconds to play. Streaks with a 46-23 lead. Right side, this is Adamy with it. Underneath it goes right side to Raskin. Can't hit the shot. Oh, and Kiara Kilwell gets called for a cheapie there. That's going to be her, first, I think. They've got Audrey for four on the board.
I wonder if one of the ones we had thought that was to Abby actually went to her.
Raskin puts up the free throw. First one is good. First foul on Kiara Kilgore. 46-24 Streaks lead. 27.4 to play here in the third quarter. Second shot is up. Missed it. Gosh.
That was all ball.
Kiara Kilgore had Bree Borm go over her back for the rebound and then block the shot and then gets called for the foul.
Yeah.
That's her second, and that'll put Bree Borm at the free throw line. Yeah, Kiara went up, had the position. Borm went over her back for it. Gets the first free throw. Let's see. 26.2 to play now. Bree Borm, 6-foot senior at the free throw line. Second shot, missed it, and the rebound comes out long. Bree Borm fighting for it, going to the floor. It's high up. And Kiara Kilgore, Riley Jenkins there. And unfortunately, possession arrow points toward Sterling. Back into the Sterling lineup is Rihanna Duran.
Right now, the one teaching moment here for Coach Massey is you got to box out. There's no reason for them to have gotten this many rebounds at this end at this point. Got to box out.
It will be Adamy to inbound from the far sideline with 23.4 to play, and it comes to Duran. Duran out near the center circle on the dribble, working against Lauren Livingston. Comes right, gives to Walters. Out high on the right side against Riley Jenkins. Now to Raskin. Her shot blocked by Abby Davidson, and Lily Hudgens away with a rebound. Lily picks up, looks for some help, gets hammered, no call. Finally got it off to Lauren Livingston. 5 seconds to play. I don't think Riley knows how much time. Now with two. Now Riley stops, fires a long three. Just realized how much time was on the clock and was nearly fading away on that. When you're feeling it, you're feeling it, and Riley is feeling it.
Yes, she is.
We go to the final 8 minutes. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 49, the Sterling Golden Warriors 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Have a position you need filled yesterday?
We can put it in our jobs page at galesburg.info and drive thousands of listeners right to you. Not only will you get great exposure, but it's a much more streamlined approach to getting local applicants. Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks basketball to start the fourth quarter. Kiara Kilgore to inbound on the far sideline. Oh, now they're going to switch down. Lauren Livingston's going to inbound. It comes to the backcourt to Riley Jenkins. Just underway, fourth quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with a 49-25 lead. The boys up. What was the score on that one?
29-28. 3:08 left to go in the third.
Abby Davidson, top of the key with it. Looking for some help. Gets tied up a little bit. Finally gets it off to Lauren Livingston. Lost her footing. Oh, they're going to call a foul.
Yeah, I think she just slipped. But
yeah, her foot slid out, it looked like. But, that's four now on Bree Borum.
Yeah, that's a tough number four right there for Bree Borum. I mean,
slipped that time.
Yeah, I don't think she touched her at all. Lauren just tried to come around hard, and her foot slipped out from under her.
But there's been at least three other times Lauren got hammered, and they didn't call, so we'll take it. Lauren Livingston on the dribble. Out high. Goes right to the wing. Top of the key to Kiara Kilgore with a top. Try to get it to Abby Davis, not quite high enough as Borm tapped
there.
It away. Now Bree Borm down the right side, lays it up from straight arm, too hard. And the rebound taken away from Lauren Livingston, Brooke Borm. And that should have been a tie-up. I'm not sure how you get a foul, and that's what Coach Massey's, he's talking about blocking out number one. But it looked like Brooke Borm went over the back of Lauren Livingston to get a hold of that one. And Lauren gets called for the foul. That's her first.
Oh,
17 fouls. Wow. Two on Sterling. Seven on the streaks. Brooke Morham goes to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. They called it on the floor. Yeah.
She is 0 of 1 from the line in the game.
First one is up and kind of flat, but it went through. It's interesting. These two girls are really, really good athletes, but basketball is not their sport. It's obvious that volleyball is their sport.
Right.
but they're very athletic, and they can still get things done with their athleticism and height and length. Second shot too strong, and Breborn gets a hand on the rebound, and that should have been a travel there. We had a tie. She didn't have possession. One, she grabbed it and she slid across the floor, so it should have been a travel. 30-second timeout called by Sterling head coach Taylor Jackson. All right, 7:15 to play in the ballgame. Streaks with a 49-26 lead. Thanks again to the Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide transportation all Streaks road games. And check out, I mean, I don't care if you're buying certified pre-owned. You got that peace of mind with the pro-certified lifetime warranty. If you're buying new, the same thing. Check out all the vehicles on their lot there, and especially the new 2021 Nissan Rogue. They've got 15 of them right now. They've got more coming. The new, I think it's going to be a 2022 model year on the Nissan Frontier coming in soon. And also the new updated Pathfinder will be coming in as well. But you got to check out the Rogue. It's a completely new look, and you're going to love it. Check it out, Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Left wing into the lineup is, who is that? I can't even tell. That was Breborn with it underneath Brookborn. Missed the shot, gets her own rebound, leans in up off the glass, and got that one to fall.
Yeah, Streaks had got to box her out. She's just eating them alive right now inside.
49-28 Streaks lead, under 7 minutes to play. Kiara Kilgore not just a little too low. She drew the defender coming down the right side. A little bit too low on the bounce pass. Went Abby couldn't hang on, went through her leg, so the Streaks turn it over with 6:50 to play in the ball game. Breborn brings it up for the Streaks. Out high right side it goes to Walters. Now top of the key, Brookborn. Left wing it goes to Duran. Underneath it goes to Breborn. Missed the shot. Tapped up the rebound. No good. Second time it comes down to Abby Davidson, and no call. Abby turned around, had hands all over, and then you call the same thing against Riley. Wow. So that's the third foul now on Riley. Well, now, see, they say they've got two up on the board. I would have her for her third, but I'm going to mark it
too.
That way. We'll see.
Wow.
Gosh. So go to the free throw line. It's Brooke Borm, and then Coach Massey's having a conversation with that official. I mean, I
don't know. Abby got the ball. It got her arms hit while she was trying to pull the ball away. Ball finally comes out, and Riley tied up Bree somehow, or Brooke, one of the two.
Well, they put Brooke at the free throw line.
Yeah,
so I'm
thought
not
it
sure
was
which
Bree
one.
She got fouled, but
made the first free throw. She'll get the bonus. 6:33 to play in the ballgame. Streaks with a 49-29 lead, and missed the shot. Now it should have been an over the back there, as Audrey Peck's trying to get the rebound. It got knocked away. She got hit by Raskin, but the Streaks are able to come away with it. Riley Jenkins to Kiara Kilgore. Penetrates. By Brooke Borm. Nice move by Kiara Kilgore, though. Crossed over, went back to the left, but the shot got blocked that time. Now down the left side, Bree Borm reverse left. She actually came around from the left side to the right side and laid it up with the right hand. That was interesting. Put it up and in, though, 49-31, and Coach Massey's going to call a timeout now. And she's going to get Abby Davidson back in this 30-second timeout with 6:04 to play in the game. Well, of course, in our post game, we'll run down our stats, and we will get a chance to chat with Coach Massey, and we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. That all coming up. The schedule again. Coming up Friday night, the girls will be on the road at Moline to take on the Maroons at Wharton Fieldhouse. Eric and I will be there for that one. The boys will be hosting Moline at the Fieldhouse. And then Saturday night, the girls will be at home at the Fieldhouse hosting the Geneseo Maple Leafs. The boys will be on the road playing Geneseo. And, of course, the Maple Leaf girls team, the defending Western Big Six Conference champions, they got some really good players back also. It's going to be a tough matchup, and it'll be a good one for the Streaks. See where we're at right off the bat here early in this season, and just right into the heart. You'll find out where you're at right away.
Yeah. Well, and that's that's what this season's going to be.
Yep.
There's no warm-up period. You're just going to get right after it.
Not for the faint of heart, as they say. Lauren Livingston to inbound. In the backcourt, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Riley will walk it across right at the center circle. Gives to Audrey Peck between the circles. Now Cadence Lighting near the center circle. Cadence down the right side of the lane. Picks up, looks for help, and gets it off to Abby Davidson in the corner now. Out to Riley. She'll bring it back out and reset for the Streaks.
Good composure there by the Streaks. Nice job pulling the ball back out, getting it reset.
Riley gets a pick from Abby. Abby Davidson now back to Abby, top of the key. And she gets tied up by Brooke Borum, and the possession arrow points toward.
Yeah, that was a nice shot by Brooke Borum. She saw that Abby had the ball a little too low, and so she just went and grabbed onto it.
We got to remember, Abby Davis had missed a whole year, missed her entire sophomore year last year. So still learning as well, but doing a good job. Underneath goes to Brooke Borum, puts it up off the glass and in. They get 49-33. Streaks, 5:15 to play in the ball game.
Streaks have yet to score in this quarter.
Right corner, Abby Davidson. Gives to Audrey Peck out high on the right side. Looks over the defense. Hands off to, tried to handle Lauren Livingston, but it's stolen away.
Travel?
Oh!
She had her hand on the basketball.
And she was moving around on her knees. That's a travel, Mr. Official.
That's going to be an odd.
Fouled out of the ball game on a travel by Nakia Raskin. She was slightly moving around on her knees on the floor, and there was no reach.
Audrey falls out with 4 points, five rebounds, and four steals.
Wow. So that's nine team fouls on the Streaks, two in the second half on Sterling. So that puts Raskin at the free throw line. Missed.
I'll tell you
shot.
If it comes down to free throws at some point, this team's in trouble.
Cadence Leidick with a rebound for the Streaks. Now Riley Jenkins in the center circle for Galesburg. Gets a pick from Kiara Kilgore, drives baseline, kicks out to Lauren Livingston on the right wing for three, off the mark. Rebound tapped away by Kiara Kilgore. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll come back this way for Sterling with 4:42 to play. And are we going to have our under 5 minute timeout?
Yep,
this is it. All right, we have got, let's see. Yeah, we got time. We can take one more break here. 4:42 to play the ball game. It's Galesburg 49, Sterling 33. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Over.
Aren't the walkie-talkies a bit much? Hello?
You didn't say over.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. We want you to know that Bates Collision Center is still here and ready to help if you need us.
And for now, we're offering no contact estimates as well as free vehicle pickup and delivery.
We're doing everything we can to keep you protected and our team at Bates safely working to provide a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Goes, the T-shirt factory. 237 East Topkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
You could hand your favorite local charity $100 when you nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like KCCDD, who just received $100. Make your nomination at Galesburg.info, keyword 100.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
4:42 to play in the ball game from Sterling High School. Tom Aerith there. Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sterling Golden Warriors 49-33. Sterling with the basketball. They'll bring it the length of the court. Get a little token full-court pressure, three-quarter-court pressure from Riley Jenkins. She'll guard Bree Borum this time as she brings it up. Cross midcourt, right side. Riley taps it away. Borum able to get it back. Try to get to her sister. Gets it mid-post. Puts up the seven-footer. Rolls off no good. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Gets sandwiched and brings away. Now Streaks with numbers. Lauren down the right side. Tried to get to Abby Davidson down on the right block. Was too close to it, a little bit too hard. Good thought, but a little bit too hard on the pass.
Well, as one of the interesting stats for tonight, UT is up 31-18 on Rocky with 4:54 left to go in the third. The Rocks are 0 of 14 from three-point range.
Wow. Yeah. But they keep firing them away, huh?
Yeah.
Now an over-the-top pass. Brooke Warm laid it up and in, and Abby Davis got over the body, got there too late. So Brooke Warm puts it up and in. Chance of the traditional three-point play. Now make it 49-35 with 4:11 to play. And Coach Massey calls.
I'm pretty sure they gave one of those fouls to Audrey that was the Abby's.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused with the foul situation. I'm kind of lost on that. So Coach Massey calls a full timeout. We'll keep it right here with 4:11 to play. So the boys, where were we at? They were late in their ball game.
36-33 after three quarters of play. They
Streaks,
were up.
Boys were up from the field house at Galesburg High School. Well, we hope we're going to get back in John Thiel Gym, at least toward the end of the season. Not sure yet with the construction going on, not in John Thiel Gym, but all around John Thiel Gym. So that was a problem with that, and they were also putting a new sprinkler system in. So there is a chance maybe late in the season we'll get in there, but we don't know. At this point, we'll be playing the games at the field house until further notice. But without fans, doesn't make a heck of a lot of difference anyway at this point. And this is the first place we've seen some fans. They didn't have any at Bloomington Central Catholic. I think some of the other athletic directors we talked to said that they were not going to be allowing fans, but there's not that many. There's not 50 of them here. I know that. A few parents, grandparents here.
Yeah, definitely not 50.
4:11 to play in the ball game. Brooke Warm at the free throw line with one shot trying to complete the three-point play. Streaks lead 49-35. 6-foot senior headed to play college volleyball. Missed the shot. Nice block out by Kiara Kilgore. Gets the rebound and gets way to Riley Jenkins.
Streaks have yet to score in this quarter, and they've been outscored 10-0.
Riley gets tripped up and knocked to the ground, and all they do is call the ball out of bounds. Wow. What in the world is going on here?
10 fouls to 2, and they're not calling fouls.
Wow. I don't know how many times that's happened. I don't know where. What are you not seeing? Wow. So that'll be a turnover on the Streaks.
Is there a new equality, equity rule?
I don't know. Brookborn misses twice, but Breborn gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Now we're at 49-37, down to a 12-point lead with 3:37 to play in the ballgame. Riley Jenkins gives out high left side. Kiara Kilgore with it. Now to Abby Davidson. Out high right side. It goes to Riley Jenkins. Top of the key. This is Caden Fleidig. Bounces back to Riley in the center circle. 3:19 to play. Lauren Livingston out on the left side now. Gets a pick. Gives to Abby Davidson. Top of the key. Swings it over to Riley Jenkins. Out high left side. It's Kiara Kilgore to Caden Fleidig on the left wing. Dribbles right. Gives to Abby Davidson. Top of the key. Got to hold on to the ball. The Borms are really reaching, trying to smack at it. Now pass over the
nice
top from Lauren Livingston to Abby Davis.
Oh, foul.
Hey, look at that. Yeah. And that's going to go on Brooke Borm, and she doesn't like the call.
No. I think that's her first.
Before the shot. Yeah, that is her first.
And we have a long ways to go until she's getting the bonus.
Just the third team foul on Sterling. Inbound comes to Lauren Livingston, right side, penetrates up off the glass, too strong, rebound, and they're going to call Lauren for going over the back on that one.
That one I can agree with.
Yep. Except for the fact it hadn't been called all night.
Right, well,
but
yeah, it's
not even
called
yeah.
at the other end.
Yeah. So that'll bring us back the other way, and it'll be two shots for Brooke Borm because that's now 10 team fouls on the Streaks.
She is just 2 of 6 from the line so far.
I got her for, 20 points, I think? Really flat on that shot, but it went in that time.
256. Now, yep.
Okay, 21. Yep, 256 to play the ball game. 49-38 is the Streaks' lead.
One time, this was a 24-point lead. Down to 11.
Brooke Warm at the free throw line. Second one is up and missed it again. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. She'll bring it across left side. Got a hand all over.
Wow.
That's
nearly,
I don't know. I'm wondering if Coach Jackson was telling them to foul and the official heard her say that. Because, you know, I would consider that, again, by rule, an intentional foul because she was running and putting her hand on her,
right,
pushing her on purpose.
Her
she wasn't
back.
Going after the ball, yeah. Oh, okay, we got a violation saying that Sterling reached over the line.
Okay, I was gonna say,
I thought it was a violation on us, but there now that's a warning. If they do it again, it'll be a technical. It was a Haley Walters was up guarding the ball as Lauren tried to inbound,
yeah,
but she crossed the plane.
Kicking her foot over the plane.
So Lauren will inbound from the near sideline. Gets it into Riley, left of the center circle. Now it's Lauren Livingston with it. Top of the key, it's Abby Davidson. Ball knocked away, and she got pushed. Now it's going to go to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. And a possession arrow points
the basketball. Should
for
be
the
Gelsberg
streaks.
Ball.
Yeah. You got to really protect it out top, especially if you got either one of the Borums guarding.
Right.
They're very, very aggressively going after the ball.
And they're not. We know they're not calling the bumps.
And now we're going to have another touch
start
foul.
Fouls
we're going to try to even it up on the board, I think. There's five team fouls now.
That's a hand check. We've seen worse than that the entire game. And
Raskin gets called and checking in. Abby Lingefelter is going to give Abby Davidson a break with 2:37 to play. Inbound to Riley Jenkins, right of the center circle. Don't want to get a five call here. Goes behind the back. Gets to Kiara Kilgore. She'll hand off to Lauren Livingston. Out between the circles, it goes to Abby Lingefelter. She'll hand off to Riley Jenkins. Out high, it's Kiara Kilgore. Little weave run by the streaks. Caden Slidick with it. The free throw line kicks out to Abby Lingefelter. Now Lauren Livingston on the right wing. 2:13 to play. Kiara Kilgore to Riley Jenkins. And they're just trying to grab her, and they're not calling it. She's reaching out and just trying to get ahead of her. Now Jenkins, Lauren lays it up and in. First basket of the fourth quarter for the Streaks. 1:59 to play and a timeout called. 30-second timeout called. Nope, it is going to be a full timeout. I don't think she had any 30s left. Now, see, that's why I'm not sure with this official's timeout. It's been different every game. I thought it was at first. I thought it was just once each half. Then over the weekend we did it twice in one half and not once in the first half and then twice in both halves, and I guess it was just once in each half tonight, which is the way it was done in the
game. In every quarter.
Oh, we did have it in this quarter. Oh, that's right. I forgot.
We did have it in every quarter because we had the ball cleaning that happens.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, this is a full timeout called by Sterling head coach Taylor Jackson. 51-38 is the Streaks lead, 1:59 to play. Good job by Riley Jenkins there. They drew all the defense. They were out toward midcourt, and Lauren just floated back toward the basket on the left side. Riley saw her wide open, and she puts it up and in. Again, the first basket in the fourth quarter by the Streaks.
Yeah, great recognition by Lauren. With all the attention being out top, she easily got lost by the defense, so she just sat back down by the basket and just waited for Riley to find her.
So it will be Sterling basketball with just under 2 minutes to play in the ball game. It'll be Raskin to inbound to Bree Borm. She'll bring it across, guarded by Riley Jenkins. Goes left, goes all the way to the baseline, gets cut off, but somehow snuck by and got the shot up and in. And Kiara Kilgore gets called for a foul. She put her hands on her face like, what? She was standing there with her hands up.
Right. That was we were going to call that foul regardless, it looked like.
Yeah. That's three on Kiara. And that puts Bree Borm at the free throw line with two shots. One shot because she made the basket, yeah. Chance of the three-point play, and she converts.
And all of a sudden, it's a 10-point lead for the Streaks.
And now they take Breborn out, and they put
she's got four fouls.
Adamy back in. Oh, that's right. So now full-court pressure from Sterling. Kiara Kilgore to inbound, gets it into Riley Jenkins, back to Kiara. In the backcourt to Lauren Livingston. Now Riley Jenkins gets it across right side. And Abby Lingefelter
foul. That should have been a foul.
Yeah, thank you. There's three of them on there trying to push her. And now we're at 16 fouls. Trying to even it up. 1:43 to play. still got one more to give before we go to the free. I guess we'll go to the free throw line next one. Yep. That's right. So Lily Hudgens is going to check back in. Coach Massey's going to get another ball handler in and a shooter as well.
I will tell you, the streak's definitely out of practice of checking it at the scores table.
So Lauren to inbound from the far sideline.
Back door. Oh, they missed her.
Got into Abby Lingefelter. Abby on the dribble, right wing. Gets off to Riley out high right side with 1:37.
Now they're
to
not
play.
Fouling again. I don't understand what they're doing.
Now we're living.
They were probably trying not to foul Riley, maybe.
That could be. But that's going to put Lauren Livingston at the free throw line. With a chance of the one, a bonus foul went against Rihanna Duran. Bree Borm checks back in. And Lauren will have a chance of the one, a bonus. First time she's been to the line tonight.
Well, only two players for the Streaks have been to the line, Riley and Cadence.
And Cadence was early in the game where she had
first quarter,
yeah. So Lauren Livingston hits the first. No doubt about that one. She'll get the bonus.
Streak's up by 11 with that free throw, but that feels like a big one there, Tom, yeah. Because you don't want to find these scoring drives at this point in the game.
14 for Lauren, make it 15 as she nailed that one. 53-41, a minute 30 to play in the ball game.
She is going to the basket. Just cut her off.
No, now she's going to try to find her sister. Nope, yep, got back, sister. Got it Bree inside to Brooke. She puts it up and in. I ran out of room in my fourth quarter for Brooke Borum. Down to a 10-point lead, 53-43 with 1:13 to play. Riley Jenkins
on
the dribble.
Lots of contact.
Yep, they're finally going to call it hand on but from behind. Who is it going to go against?
Duran should be.
Yep, it does go against Rihanna Duran. And that's going to put Riley Jenkins at the free throw line with a chance of the one bonus with 1:12 to play. Abby Davidson's going to check in. She'll replace Abby Lingefelter. So Riley Jenkins at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. First one is up and good. 54-43, 1:12 to play in the ball game.
Now obviously the biggest part of this game for the Streaks is going to be just hitting free throws.
Second shot up. That one is good as well. So Riley has not missed from the line. 2-4-6, 8-for-8 from the line. 55-43 with just over a minute to play. Bree Borum on the right side. Top of the key gives to Walters.
Traveled.
No call. Now she fires a 17-footer from the left wing. No good. Rebound comes out long and goes off of Duran last. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 58.6 to play, leading 55-43. And Sterling will pick up with full court pressure. Lily Hudgens will check in, and she'll replace Cadence Leidick. It'll be Kiara Kilgore to inbound. And it comes to Riley Jenkins.
Travel.
Oh, I didn't see it.
She shuffled the feet when she caught the ball. A call that probably rarely gets made because she put the ball right on the floor, but she did shuffle the feet there when she got it.
I was kind of looking between my coat and the laptop here. I couldn't see her feet. Duran to inbound from the right baseline, and it goes underneath.
To Raskin. That was also a travel. She pulled her pivot foot.
Bree Borum misses a three-pointer, but the rebound comes that long to her. She drives left baseline, leans in up off the glass and in. Didn't get cut off. Make it 55-45, 43 seconds of play. There's a reach on Brooke Borum. That's just her second foul, and that's going to put Riley Jenkins back at the free throw line. Hey, look at that, 19 fouls. Next, after this one, the Streaks will be shooting two.
Usually with Riley up there, it's two regardless.
Yeah, that's true. Cadence Leidick back in, replacing Lily Hudgens. 40.9 to play. 55-45 is the Streaks' lead. 22 in the game for Riley. Make it 23 as she hits the first. Back to an 11-point lead, 56-45. Riley Jenkins, 5-18 to the free throw line. Second one is up and perfect.
Barely moves the nut.
Yep. Now Lauren Livingston pick up with some full court pressure. Good idea.
Yeah.
Late in the ballgame, make her take some time getting up the court.
Just don't put the hand on her because they're calling that right now.
Bree Borum on the dribble. High dribble, yep. And you could have called a carry because of a high dribble up by her head, but.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that official was just waiting for her to get into her zone, into his zone, and he's going to call that hand check.
So that'll put Bree Borum at the free throw line with two shots. That's three fouls on Lauren. First one is up and short.
She is 3-for-5 from the stripe.
32.5 seconds left to play. Streaks with a 12-point lead, 57-45. Bree Borum at the free throw line. Second one is up, and that one is short as well. Rebound Riley Jenkins. Now with less than 30 to play, Riley in the backcourt, there's a reach. And that's going to go against Raskin, and that's going to put Riley back at the free throw line this time with two shots with 27.5 to play. All right, so two shots for Riley Jenkins. Left-hander, first one is up and perfect. And we'll have... Adamy come in. She'll replace who? She'll come in for
you have 25
Duran.
For Riley?
Yeah, let's see, I think. Yep. And make it 26. 59-45, 25 seconds to play. Bree Borum brings it across against Lauren Livingston. Dribbles right down the right side, cut off by Abby Davis, and spins in the paint, has to kick it out. That's what you need to be doing most of the game. And
right.
Nice job. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down to Caden's line. It gets pushed from behind. Raskin comes away with it. Now we've got a clock or a stoppage. The official, as Brooke Borm was down on the floor. I don't think she's hurt. I think she's just tired. She was down on her knee, but I don't...
How do you stop play with nine seconds left?
I mean, they had the ball, so I guess, you know, I don't know.
And now he's letting a sub come in?
You have to if it's an injured player?
Well,
if
I guess if you're calling her injured, but
yeah.
I don't think there was any.
But that's why they stopped it. Now she's going to call a timeout. I think she still has to sit out.
There's 14-point lead with 9 seconds left. Do we really? Is this crucial? I think you have the option to call a timeout in order to keep your player in.
Oh, okay.
I think is the rule, but I still don't understand the theory here of
where we
are in this game.
9.7 to play. Streaks with a 59-45 lead. Well, yeah, who knows? Who knows? But Streaks are going to come out with a victory. They'll move to 4-0 on the season. They'll be back at it Friday night at Moline, Saturday night at home against Geneseo. Boys Friday night will be home against Moline. Saturday night they'll be at Geneseo. All right, 59-45 is our score. This was a full timeout to him. That might have been all she had left.
Yeah, I think it is.
So 26 points for Riley Jenkins in this ball game. What a great effort by the Streaks. So they come out with Kiara Kilgore, Abby Davidson, Caden Slidick, Riley Jenkins, and Lauren Livingston. Audrey Peck fouled out of the ball game on a phantom foul. Actually, she had at least a couple of phantom fouls.
To say the least.
Now what?
She's bleeding.
So blood on the side of the knee of Bree Borm, so are we going to have to wait and tape her up and then really and then finish the game? Yes, apparently so. Yeah, she's bleeding.
Oh, no, he wants another sub.
Oh, no, okay, so.
So now coming into the game, back in the game is Duran, so we can finish this.
So Duran will inbound with 9.7 seconds to play.
Can't say I've seen an end of the game like this before, Tom.
In it comes to Walters between the circles, dribbles right, gets picked from Brooke Borm, puts up a 17-footer up and good. Walters with her first basket of the ball game, 1 second to play. And Riley Jenkins dribbles it out, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks are 4-0. Final score, Galesburg 59, Sterling 47. Interesting end to the ball game. You know, I didn't even write down the score at the end of the third quarter.
At the end of the third quarter, it was 49-25 Galesburg.
49-25. Okay. So the Streaks win it. They moved to 4-0. 59-47, the final score. Come back with our post-game show. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll also run down our final stats. Name our Dave's Automotive Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it 59-47. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball, Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on the Laser has been brought to you in part by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg. Celebrating life's legacy. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Tricia and Mark Thomas discuss why it truly is the greatest kindness to pre-plan for your family.
On top of the difficulty of just navigating the early days of grief, loved ones have to try to determine what the person they've just lost would have wanted.
It can be overwhelming to say
say the least.
At Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, we offer pre-planning services that will ease the burden on your family members in the wake of your passing.
Just because you pre-plan doesn't mean you have to prepay.
Pre-plan today at Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
The forecast from the Laser is brought to you by Schneider Trucking. Hiring drivers like you looking for more predictable pay and home time options. Find out how you can earn up to $85,000 per year and get home weekly at SchneiderJobs.com. Slight chance of snow overnight tonight, a low of zero. Wind chills as low as 13 below zero. Snow likely tomorrow morning. Cloudy skies throughout the day and a high of 14. Low of 3 tomorrow night. Thursday, cloudy and a high of 12. It's 1 at Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with his Silver Streaks postgame show. Brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Streaks winning here tonight. Final score, Galesburg 59, Sterling 47. Streaks now 4-0 on the season. Sterling drops to 1-3 on the season after their two losses to start the season. They defeated Dixon in their game on Saturday, and the Streaks win the Western Big Six opener. That's the big thing, the opener of the conference season here tonight, and the Streaks come out with the win. And a good effort by the Streaks, Eric. You know, we see a few flaws, but things that, especially when we play this team the next time, things that that we see that the Streaks are going to know what to do against this team to keep them from, being in the game. I mean, they did it for a while, let them not all the way back in, kind of what, they got down to 10 or 11?
They got down to 10 was the lowest, but, or the closest.
Yeah, so, but the Streaks... still hold on for the victory here tonight. And, boy, the Streaks were lights out from the free throw line. On the other hand, Sterling was not very good from the free throw line. That's for sure. But the Streaks with the win here tonight. Coming up, we get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our stats and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up for you as well. Our post-game show brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, 1849 North Seminary in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. Take a time out, come back with more, run down some stats and get a chance to chat with Coach Massey. That is on the way. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Earth date present day. Dave's Auto Body repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator in vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Auto Body.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwablock.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Need a little help marketing your home? How about pictures on a well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Galesburg.info? Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks win at 59-47. The final score, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, Sterling High School. The Streaks now 4-0. 1-0 in the Western Big Six is the main thing. And Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us here. And, Coach, good effort from your girls. You really took them out of it defensively. You caused a lot of turnovers early on. Never really totally let them back in. They made a run at you late in the game, but you guys hold on. And from the free throw line, you were just really lights out tonight.
Yeah, down the stretch, you know, especially you get Riley at the line and Lauren at the line, that the right people were shooting free throws and were able to finish it off. But it was, you know, tonight was a learning that we, in the fourth quarter, you know, obviously we didn't have an answer for the Borum inside at all. That I don't know if she scored, set a field house record inside or not. But then we also, offensively, I thought we we didn't understand time and game situation. That I thought there was a stretch where maybe it was like at the 5 minute mark, we got the ball three times, and we shot it on one or no passes at all within 10 seconds, and just said to him, if we had run something and just taken 20 or 30 seconds off, all of a sudden now, the next time we get the ball, there's 3:15 to go or something like that, and unfortunate. And then, you know, foul, and, you know, they get a lot of free throws. So a good learning experience that way for us. And, you know, we played great. And once that momentum changes, it's hard to get it back.
Yeah, it's really interesting. That's a little bit uncharacteristic of this team, like you said, with taking the quick shot and not running some offense, because you've been pretty good at that so far this year and throughout most of this game also.
I thought we, for three quarters, you know, we were so good offensively of moving the ball and getting it to the right places.
Well, first conference game, you'll do it again coming up on Friday night, Saturday night. Have things changed? Obviously, everything's a little bit different this year, but, you know, the limited gym space for practice and everything. Has the things changed and preparation changed since you're going three conference games every week now?
From the rest of the year on, we either are having to practice it's the night after a game or the night before a game, all the way through.
Yeah, and that doesn't make it easy on anybody, but everybody's kind of in the same situation.
Right.
Too,
and, so. You know, the kids want to play, but it's just, you know, right now, you know, we've got to end up learn on the fly kind of thing.
That's right. I saw you got to coach the kids up during the timeouts.
yeah, we did this
time. It's so confusing. Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory. We'll check in with you Friday night.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. You know, obviously, parents and a lot of fans certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks. Coach, thank you as always. Yeah, appreciate it. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks won it by a final score of 59-47. And, good win for the Streaks. And, you know, like Coach said, it was a learning experience. We were talking a little bit off the air just before coming back from the break with Coach Massey about what was going on under the basket on the Sterling end, you know, with their girls going after rebounds and how many times that they, I will say, he didn't say this, but I'll say, went over the back or you know, were grabbing and pulling arms off the ball to get the ball back. But, you know, like he said, a learning experience, because you got to be able to learn to be strong with the ball. But the bad thing is, though, you know, the way, like what Bill Walton used to do and what used to be taught, you can't do anymore, because you come down, bring the ball down, hold it high with elbows out, and you would turn. You wouldn't throw elbows, but you would turn with elbows out. You're going to get called for a charge now or get called for hitting somebody in the head.
Right.
So you can't do that anymore, but you got to find a way to be strong with the ball. I guess you come down and quickly, you know, kind of try to break through the two defenders. I don't know. I'm not even sure what you do nowadays.
Well, I think the most important thing just from starters is that you've got to do a better job boxing out.
Yeah.
And we see it from time to time. The girls will catch on. And, you know, realistically, if you put your rear end out there and create some space by putting your rear end out, you know, then it becomes more obvious when they're coming over your back and you create more space to where you're catching the basketball. And I think if you focus on that, that kind of leads to some fouls getting called and then eventually gets them off your back.
Well, and that's the thing also with when you're playing against taller girls with some length, just like teams playing against us, and, you know, with the two Borum girls, yeah, you gotta block them out. And sometimes when they're a little bit taller, you even have to block them out further away from the basket too,
right?
So they can't get a clean shot of the ball, and they have to go over your back to go after an offensive rebound. All right, Streaks won it here, 59-47, the final score over the Sterling Golden Warriors. We will take a let's go ahead and get started on some of our post-game stats. We'll start with the scoring. Streaks led by Riley Jenkins. She had 26 points in the game, 1-2, 4 threes, and 12 for 12 from the free throw line. That was pretty darn impressive.
Well, you know what else was impressive, Tom? She finished with 8 assists and 8 rebounds as well.
Wow, nearly a quadruple-double.
Yeah, a steal and 2 blocks.
That is very impressive. Good effort from Riley Jenkins. 15 points for Lauren Livingston. She hit three three-pointers, a couple of twos. She was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Abby Davidson on three baskets. Let's see, 5 points for Lily Hudgens on a 3 and a 2, that in the third quarter. 4 points for Audrey Peck on a couple of baskets, and Audrey fouled out of the ball game. Let's see, Caden Slidick with 1 point, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Kiara Kilgore with 2 points on a basket early in the game. Streaks with 8 three-pointers, 15 for 16 from the free throw line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks here tonight. For Sterling, they were led in scoring by the Borum sisters, 23 for Brooke, including 10 baskets, just 3 for 8 from the free throw line, though, 19 for Bree, 8 baskets and 3 for 6 from the free throw line. Only two other players scored, 2 points for Haley Walters on a basket late in the ball game, 3 points for Nakia Raskin on a basket, and 1 for 3 from the free throw line. They were only, what, I had them 7 for 18 from the line. Does that sound right?
I am 7 for 17, 7 for 17, so somewhere in that range.
Yeah, so not good from the line, no. Basically is what it comes down to. So they had their struggles, didn't hit any three-pointers in the ball game.
Nope, and I had them finishing with 16 turnovers, which was actually impressive for them, considering that they had all 6 of those in the second half in the third quarter, so no turnovers there in the fourth quarter. Streaks turned the ball over 23 times, more than Coach Mass, I'm sure, would prefer, but at the same time, not a terrible mark when you consider the fact that you had 12 at halftime. Streaks did out-rebound Sterling 35-31, so that's impressive. However, Sterling, 18 offensive boards. Streaks only had 2 offensive boards in the second half, 10 for the game. Sterling was 20 of 55 from the field, including 0 of 10 from downtown. Streaks were 18 of 40 from the field, 8 of 16 from downtown, so shot it very well from the outside, including 5 of 6 from three-point range in the second half. Streaks, as you said, 15 of 16 from the free throw line. Some other stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. Audrey Peck had 5 rebounds, all offensive, and 4 steals to go with her 4 points. Abby Davidson also had 5 rebounds, a steal, and 3 blocks to go with her 6 points. Lauren Livingston, 3 rebounds, a steal, and assists to go with her 15. Caden Zlidick had a pair of boards, 3 assists, and 2 steals to go with her solo point. Kiara Kilgore, 6 rebounds and assists, 2 steals and a block to go with her 2 points. 2 rebounds for Lily Hudgens to go with her 5 points. And as I previously said, 26 points for Riley Jenkins, but most impressively, 8 assists, also 8 rebounds, a steal, and 2 blocks.
Streaks went at 59-47. The final score. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and we'll name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain-resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
59-47, the final. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Sterling Golden Warriors. The Streaks now 4-0 on the season. Sterling drops to 1-3. Sophomores lost here tonight 55-36. It's like the boys have wrapped up now.
They won 50-47 over Sterling.
50-47, so the Streaks start off in good fashion. They are 1-0. That was their first game of the season. So both teams will be back at it coming up on Friday night. Both against the Moline Maroons, the girls at Wharton Fieldhouse, the boys at home at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse. And Saturday night, we'll flip-flop. The girls will be home, the boys will be on the road, both taking on the Geneseo Maple Leafs. And both those games will be a test for the girls' teams, that's for sure.
Yeah, and looking around the conference, Quincy with a 38-23 win over Alleman. Going into the fourth quarter, UT had a 15-point lead over Rocky. That game is now tied with less than 24 seconds to go as It looks like Siegel got on fire from three-point land in the fourth quarter. And Geneseo, last check, had a six-point lead over the Maroons of Moline. Actually, a nine-point lead, 40-31, with 4:16 to go in the third quarter there.
All right. Well, our final order of business is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, you know, we saw a lot of good things from different players, little snippets here and there, things that happened in the ballgame. Unfortunately for Audrey Peck, fouled out, got some cheapies that, we call them phantom fouls, and they certainly were. She did some good things defensively in there against the Borum, some rebounding, didn't score a lot of points. She didn't get a lot of playing time. Abby Davidson, same thing, had actually a little run in the third quarter, a couple of baskets in a row, kind of got us going. Lauren Livingston, shot the ball pretty well. With three three-pointers and 15 points in the game. And again, defensively, the job she did out there up top guarding Bree Borum for a time. A lot of different girls did a lot of different things. But on a night like this, I don't know how you can go any other direction because she kind of did it all.
Right. I think we have to go with the senior, Riley Jenkins, just a phenomenal game, 26 points. And you know, one of the things that sometimes gets overlooked, Tom, is the efficiency at which she scores. She is 1 of 3 from inside the arc. She was 4 of 6 from downtown, so 5 of 9 from the field. 26 points, 12 of 12 from the free throw line, 8 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, and 8 rebounds. She was all over the floor tonight. And you even look at the 2 blocks, I think they were both against Bree Borum.
Yeah. Well, and then also in Coach Massey at some point late in the game when Bree Borum was bringing it up, he had Riley out there guarding her too and bothering her. So Riley Jenkins is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And we thank Dave Dunn, Dave's Auto Body. They've been with us a long time with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we always have appreciated that. Well, the Streaks won it here tonight. 59-47 was the final score. Friday night we'll be at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline. We don't know where, but we'll be in there somewhere. We've been given the okay that we can be there. We just don't know if we'll be in our normal broadcast spot or if we'll...
You're just dreading us being in the crow's
nest. Yeah, I just hope we're not up there because that probably hasn't been used since the last time...
That I was in there.
Yeah, yeah. Which I don't remember. That was somewhere. But it's probably been, at least 10 years
since
you were in there.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And the last time I was in there in the early 90s doing the boys' games, we were up there the first year I did it. We came back the next year, and everything that we left there was still there, along with more dust. So, yeah, hopefully we're not up there. We'll see. We'll find out Friday night, though. But at least we'll be there to bring you the game here on the Laser. And, of course, the boys will be on WGIL. Well, so how do you feel? First game under your belt. And I told you, we talked a little bit off the air. You kind of asked me to kind of gauge this team. I said, it's hard to tell. I said, I think we're going to have a pretty good team, and they're going to be fun to watch. And so you kind of got a taste of that tonight.
I think this was a good litmus test. As I said, going into the game, this was a team that we lost to both times by around 20 points last year, and it was a team that gave us all kinds of fits because of their length and athleticism. And one of the keys, even though they gave us all kinds of fits, they still finished just in the middle of the conference. So I thought, realistically, coming into this game, the Streaks could be competitive with them. I felt like it would be a good test to show us that, you know, at the very least, we're going to be in the mix of things. Beating them like we did, I think, is good for at least giving us the indicator that we're within the top three of this conference. And I think that's a good thing going forward. It doesn't get any easier. Obviously, Moline's not going to be any pushover, even though they're losing to Geneseo. And then you have the very next night, you got to play Geneseo, which I think is just going to be a real tough test. But I think this is the most balanced team inside and out that we've seen from the Streaks in a number of years, Tom.
So the Streaks win it here tonight. 59-47 is the final score over the Sterling Golden Warriors. I started to say Geneseo. That's Saturday.
That's Saturday.
We hope to be saying that Saturday night.
Right.
All right, so the Streaks with the victory here tonight. Thanks to everybody back at the studio helping keep us on. We got all kind of people, Will Stevenson, Brian Prescott, Roger Lundeen, making sure we're getting on and things are running smoothly, and they seem to be so far. That is a good thing. Streaks win it, 59-47, the final score. Good night from Sterling.
WGIL Sports thanks you for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.